This is Jordan Sekulow. We want to know, how do you think tonight's vice presidential debate will affect this presidential election?
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls as the eyes of the country are on Washington, D.C. to look at what the House of Representatives will do over the next 2 days on what the Senate has passed in this economic bailout bill. So one set of eyes there. The other set of eyes tonight on St. Louis, Missouri at Washington University with the vice presidential debate between Governor Palin and Senator Joe Biden. This, of course, has been touted as maybe the biggest debate, at least viewership-wise, that could happen the entire presidential season. How important do you think this debate is? We know what the poll numbers are showing, and polls don't mean everything, but we know that Senator McCain is having significant drops across the country in states like Florida, Missouri, where the debate is tonight, Virginia, Colorado, as well as Minnesota, which has now turned to light blue, others have said. What do you think about all this? I could go through the numbers, but there are some red states that are starting to look very blue, with some of these polls showing outside the margin numbers for Senator Obama. Do you think this has the Governor Palin's performance in some of the interviews over the past few days, some of the gaffes there, or do you think they were gaffes? Do you think the interviews were fair? How do you think this is all affecting the presidential race? Or is it the economy? And when we get down to it, is it what's happening? The stock market, again, is dipping today. It was down almost to 300 points. It's come back up now around 200 points. So down. The Senate passed an economic bailout bill, now 450 pages long. It was a vote 74 to 25. Obama and McCain both voted yes on the bill. 33 Republicans, 40 Democrats, and one independent, Joe Lieberman, voted for it. Interesting new parts of the bill. We'll talk about that. But remember, on Monday, the House voted down the bill, 228 to 205. 133 Republicans and 95 Democrats were against it. So we've got to have some shifting going on there. Well, we're going to go to Than Bennett in our D.C. Government Affairs office to tell you exactly what's going on Capitol Hill, what we think will happen, of course, predicting these next 2 days as the vote is likely to be held Friday. Will the market keep dipping? Will a vote, if this does go through, really have any effect on the market? We want to hear from you today about it. 1-800-684-3110. The second part of the debate, which we'll get to in the later part of the program, is, of course, this new discussion over Gwen Ifills, who is the moderator tonight from PBS News. She has a book coming out on the inaugural day, about Barack Obama. It's called The Obama's Portrait of an American Family. Now, both campaigns are saying they didn't know about this. John McCain has said he wishes she was not the moderator, but that he trusts she'll do the right thing. At this point, it doesn't look like there'll be a change there, like we were discussing tomorrow. What do you think that effect will have? Again, the polls are dipping. Will Governor Palin be able to stave off some of the attacks that have been alleged against John McCain and turn the campaign around? Or do you think this debate even really has the ability to do that? And what ties in perfectly to our discussion today, heavy on politics, because if you look at Washington, D.C., they've got the economy and the economic bailout in their hands in Congress. The Senate's got it, already voted, now back to the House again for the second time this week. And then in Missouri, that important vice presidential debate tonight. But how important do you think it is? We need to hear from you, though, folks. We've got something very special for you that's absolutely free. It's the ACLJ Election Handbook. And let me tell you, we're running out of time to get these to you before the election. We're already in October. We're only about a month away from the presidential election. I know sometimes that's shocking, but you need to call today and get your free copy. We're not going to be able to offer this that much longer because every day we get closer to the election, November 4th is one day that we won't be able to get this in your hands. You also need to call and request one for your pastor, some of your other church members, those who are part of the pastoral staff. This is important to know your rights in the election. Call right now. Get your free copy, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
It's one of the most important rights we have as citizens of the United States, the right to vote. The American Center for Law and Justice wants to encourage you to participate in this November's election. The ACLJ won't tell you who to vote for, but the ACLJ certainly wants to encourage you to be active. Exercise your First Amendment rights during this election season and make it a point to cast your ballot on Election Day. The ACLJ has prepared a special booklet just for you, free of charge, this election season. It's called the ACLJ Election Handbook, a critical resource to help you through what can sometimes become a confusing journey for Christians in exercising your rights to be active and participate fully in the political process. Get this important resource now. Find out the do's and don'ts this election season. Call now for your free copy of the ACLJ Election Handbook. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 month of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey folks, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are talking about two major things, really all politics today, and let me tell you why. One, in Washington, D.C., the Senate last night passed an economic bailout package with some new changes in it. We'll go to Than Bennett very shortly in our government affairs office to discuss those changes and what he expects will happen now in the House of Representatives, as well as how this works out procedurally. But let me explain a little bit more about what's happening today. There's also the vice presidential debate tonight. What many have been waiting for since Governor Palin's announcement is to see her in this setting with Senator Biden debating these topics, everything, I'm sure, from the economy, domestic issues, foreign affairs, everything will be touched on tonight. How do you think that will affect the race? We have a lot of calls coming in on both of those issues. So I'm going to go to the bailout first, explain those issues, and then we're going to go and probably spend the majority of the program talking about the debate. Of course, some of the controversy with Gwen Ifill surrounding it tonight. So let me go right to the phones. Bill's calling from California on line 3. Bill, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
Before this bailout moves forward, is there any way we can put an injunction or hold on it and just go to the Supreme Court and ask them to get us some type of warrant to where we can have the records of the Treasury looked at?
Treasury, you bring up a lot of procedural issues, Bill. I can't answer all of those questions. I can tell you this, though, that the Senate's moving ahead. The Congress is moving ahead. I mean, there's going to be a vote on this Friday. If it passes, this is going to be a very immediate. That doesn't mean there can't be review after the fact. But let me go to Than now. Than, let's explain the process to everyone. On Monday, the administration, the Treasury secretary said, if this does not pass, we will have a stock market crash. It was voted down by the House that night by a pretty narrow margin, or by that afternoon. The moment it was voted down, we had a 700-point crash. It almost finished at 800 points below. I think it was 777. Came back up Tuesday. Yesterday, last night, the Senate votes for a new package. Now it's 450 pages long with some new tax incentives. For those of you who have understood the insurance cap on the money you've got in banks, the federal insurance, it was up to $100,000. That has been changed under the Senate legislation to $250,000 a person that will be insured by the federal government. But then explain to everyone. So it was voted down once by the House. Then the Senate takes it up. Now it goes back to the House probably tomorrow. Explain to people what happens, one, if it passes tomorrow, and then the other option, if it does not pass, is it dead?
Sure thing, Jordan. You know, one of the real problems with this is when Secretary Paulson came to the Hill and asked for this bailout, you know, he presented it in a way that kind of gave the idea that if this didn't pass in the next 24, 48 hours, that we would see an instant shutdown of, you know, liquidity in the credit markets and things of that nature. So there's been a lot of stress to hurry and get this thing done. And there are differing opinions. And, you know, in the Senate, they're more inclined to do that. In the House, they are less inclined. You mentioned that earlier, the House has already rejected the plan. That initial plan would have given the $750 billion immediately to the Treasury to spend. They rejected it. Yesterday, the Senate came back and they passed a slightly different version. Without getting too much into the details, it basically provides about half of that money right away, and the other half of the $700 billion could come back later. And they also made the other changes that you mentioned. They extended some tax provisions.
Right.
They increased the FDIC insurance level. But procedurally, here's what happens. Now that the Senate has overwhelmingly passed this, the House is expected tomorrow or Friday, maybe more likely Friday, to consider the Senate-passed version. Now, if they pass, if they are able to approve, they're able to get the extra 12 votes that they need to pass the bill exactly like the Senate passed it, it would then go to the president, it would be signed, it would become law. However, if they make even a small change,
right,
and with all of the dissension in the House, they are likely to make changes. If they make even a small change and then pass it, it then has to kind of ping-pong back to the Senate and get approved there again. So this could be, we could be several days or even a couple of weeks from this being over, or it could be over tomorrow or Friday. It's just a lot in play, and with only 4.5 weeks to the election, there's a lot of these things that are still
talking
fluid.
Talking about really a game changer in the election to put this much focus on the economy, and we're having market drops now. And imagine where we are, folks, in just a few days, where on Monday we see this massive 777-point drop at the closing. Then it goes up a little. We see another few hundred-point drop. Now another one happening right now. I think it's about around a couple hundred. And we're not even reacting to that the same way. 2 months ago, if the market went down 250 points in one day, we'd be saying, what is going on? Now, we're getting used to hearing about that, and we're looking more for the 500-plus drops each day. This is why these elections are so important, because this has become a very political issue. If you look at who voted against this, many who are involved in close races are the ones, political races this coming year, next month, are the ones who voted against this on both sides, Democrat and Republican. And this is why we're giving you the free ACLJ election handbook, because we want you to be engaged. We want you to know what you're able to do. We want your pastor to know what he's able to do. We want your church members. We want your women's group. We want your organizations to know how they can get involved. So if you got college students, but I encourage you right now, we're offering an absolutely free ACLJ election handbook. Now we're running out of time to get these handbooks to you. The election is just about a month away. So you got to call today. We'll get to a point where we just won't be able to get them to you in time. Call today. Request one for your pastor as well. You can get it into their hands so they know what to do, knowing that they can give those sermons about the importance of voting, what line they have to toe at the pulpit. All of those different things will be answered in the free ACLJ election handbook. Call right now to get your free copy and get one for your pastor, 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. Again, we're running out of time to get these to you, folks, so we want you to call today to get your free copy, 877-989-2255. Now, let's get to some talk about the vice presidential debate tonight. I know folks want to talk about it. Let's go right to the phones. We're going to run through a few here. Andy from Illinois on line four. Andy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks,
Ed. You were asking whether we think the public thinks that it's going to have an effect on the election. And what I've seen so far, pardon me, is that it will give what I consider to be quite a liberal media more opportunity to kick Palin around and distort her answers as they appeared in what I think is what they've done so far. She seems to be very straightforward, give very understandable answers, but when I hear them played back on the television, they twist these things, and I think it will affect it, but unfortunately, I think in a negative way.
What do you think, Andy, about the campaign's decision, John McCain's campaign decision, to keep her out of the media, which may, in fact, even though she's got a television background, kept her away from answering some of those tough questions, and really, that interview with Katie Couric that's been played over and over in the different parts, not being able to name a Supreme Court case that other than Roe versus Wade she would want reversed, or a piece of legislation where John McCain was a reformer on, that kind of stuff. Instead of shielding her away, do you think the campaign should have prepared her more by doing more interviews with those kind of pointed questions, not necessarily trick questions, but pointed questions, because you know that's what you're going to get at the debate tonight? What do you think, Andy?
I kind of hate to say this, but I really kind of think that they should have prepared her to downplay these questions the same way that liberals do it constantly. Mm-hmm. Maybe not to not answer it, but to sway the question right. in a direction that would benefit her experience. She's a very experienced woman. She's very straightforward. And if someone asks you a particular name of someone, there's a way of just getting away from that question directly right. and taking the heart of the question to the matter. And
I think Andy, you kind of hit on what it exactly is. She is very straightforward, so straightforward that if she doesn't know the answer right away, instead of trying to do that, which may be the more appropriate technique, or at least what appears to be a more appropriate technique, she just says, you know what, I'll have to get back to you on that. She doesn't try to go around the question. So I think that's interesting. Let me go back to the phones with more calls on this. Lots of calls on it. We're going to talk about the next segment as well. Carrie from Arizona on line 5. Carrie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Carrie.
My comment or question is about the moderator of the debate tonight.
Right.
And I know that if the tables had been turned and the moderator had a book out either about McCain or Palin, that the Obama campaign would not stand for it. Now, I know that the book that she's written is about Obama, mm-hmm. and I know that it's scheduled to be released on Inauguration Day, and if Obama is not elected, the flower will be off the rose, and she won't do very well with her book. So I believe she's got a stake in the whole issue. So
yeah, I was actually asking around about this, Carrie, just kind of the book publishing world, and trying to figure out if this was a typical thing, even planning this far ahead of a book, really based on, that's right, I mean, even if it's a close election, if he's not president by January, the Inauguration Day, how well would a book like that do, and how can you really estimate that? That being said, Gwen Ifill's response is this is a book more about how Barack Obama's campaign and family has changed the African-American community involved with politics in the country. At least that's what she's saying. We don't know exactly. It's called The Obama's Portrait of an American Family that she's working on, and how that's changed African-Americans involved in the political process. Of course, Gwen Ifill's African-American. But I think this could help Governor Palin. We don't know. This may put people more on guard. I'm sure it will. And we'll talk about it when we come back from the break. But, folks, as we go into this next break, I want to tell you, get your free copy of the ACLJ Election Guide, a handbook, right now. Because if you don't, we're not going to be able to have time to get it out to you. And every day that passes by is another day that you could get this handbook into the hands of your pastor, of your other friends. So you need to call right now and get your free copy. It's our gift to you for this election season. 877-989-2255. Call this toll-free number, 877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on a critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice, remove existing displays, or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are going to try to cram as many of the phone calls as we have coming in to the broadcast in this final segment of the show today, talking about two things, both politics, but two very different areas. One, Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill, Congress. Monday, the House votes down the economic bailout bill. Yesterday, last night, the Senate passes a new economic bill, now up to 450 pages long. I think this original proposal started about, 10 pages or so, then got to 150 pages, now at over 450 pages long. The House will start debating this today. Probably will be a vote on it tomorrow. And, of course, tonight is the very important, and this is the second political topic we're discussing today, vice presidential debate. Important for the media. We don't know how important and what effect it will have on the election. Now, typically in the past, vice presidential debates and vice presidential candidates have not been as important sometimes as the party base feels. Now, they can energize folks who are party activists on both sides, but usually not as important. Though this race could be very different because you saw when Governor Palin entered the race, really some new energy with Republicans and grassroots Republicans that was not there with Senator McCain's previously while he was campaigning on his own. You look at the turnout sizes, the rallies. Governor Palin gets more people to a rally than Senator McCain if they do them separately, and many times they don't because of that. And this is an important test for her. She's had some rough interviews the past week or so. She's not been in the media much. We have not gotten really a chance to hear from her like this. Most of us who are not from Alaska have never seen her in this kind of debate setting, talking about these important issues like the economy and the bailout, and of course, the foreign affairs, what's going on overseas as well. So let's get right to the phone calls. Before I do that, make sure you call today or write this number down because we've got the ACLJ Election Handbook. Now, this is absolutely free. We have put this handbook together as our gift to you for you to prepare for this election season. We're only about a month out, folks. We need you to get your copy. We also want you to call and request a copy for your pastor. Get one into their hands so they know the law, so they know what they can and can't do. Our free gift to you, all you have to do is call right now this toll-free number, and I'm telling you, we're running out of time. Every day that passes by is a day that inches closer to the election, so call right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to get your free ACLJ election handbook and get one again for your pastor and other of the other people you know who are in those leadership positions in their community so they know their rights. Let's go back to the phones. Lots of calls coming in about the debate and about Governor Palin and everything surrounding that. Colonel is calling from Texas on line one. Colonel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you so much, Jordan. Thanks. Listen, I think it's all about our Christian conscience, speaking to Christians on this program and anyone who's Judeo-Christian. We need to vote our moral Christian conscience, not just our pocketbook. If we voted our pocketbook every single time, then, you know, we could vote an atheist. We can vote just anyone, right, any religion in. And, you know, analogy I could see with Palin and McCain versus someone else is, what if you tried to put a Palestinian in charge of the Israeli government, of the government of Israel? That just wouldn't make sense to an Israeli. For Christians, you know, pro-life should be the most, yeah, predominant thing on their minds. But, of course, all these economic issues and problems that we all face every day, we're always going to have that. Christ said, I'm going to appoint whom I will appoint in Chronicles. He describes that in the Bible. And, you know, but we as Christians have a Christian moral, right, obligation to vote who we believe stands, right, for Christian standards and morals.
You know, Carl, I think you bring up an interesting point here because any time in the past when I have thought about, you know, hey, there's a lot of other issues here I'm concerned about, but this person is pro-abortion and this other candidate's pro-life. And, of course, I understand the importance of voting. That's what we talk about here. We don't give our political personal opinions, and we don't tell you how to vote. We give you an opportunity, and we try to analyze it for you in a fair way and just and to tell you like it is, which is why we're talking about Governor Palin's and those rough interviews. We're calling them rough. And if you watch them from people that are on TV and radio, you know, take it from us that those were not smooth interviews. And that makes people nervous about how she'll perform tonight in the debate. That being said, she could come out and knock out another home run like she did at the Republican National Convention. But that's always been a game stopper for me as well, Colonel. And I you know, we can't tell people it has to be. But at the same time, I think it's something in the back, at least in the front of most people's minds, even when the economy's like this. Let me take another call, and we're going to go to back to Than Bennett to get his update again on what's going on in D.C. with the economy, what he thinks will go on. Glenn from Missouri on line four. Glenn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, sir. I feel that there's two things that need to be addressed. One is the moderators for the debates. I don't think have been fair to the Republican side. They have refused to accept whatever explanation that has been given.
Right.
And then they try to make them answer what the answer that they want them to give. And so I think there's got to be some changes in that. And I think the media is trying to influence the people that the person couldn't answer the question, and that hasn't not been the case. The other thing is on the problem in Wall Street and Washington right now on the bailout is that I think you got to get to the cause. If you got a splinter, your finger hurts and you got a splinter in it, you got to get the splinter out. Doesn't do any good to take an aspirin.
Right.
And therefore, I think you've got to get back to the cause of why people have not been able to pay their bills. It's been the oil and gasoline prices, which has raised the price of everything in the United States.
I'll tell you, Glenn, I had to get gas before coming to the office this morning to the studio, and it cost about $100 to fill up my car. And I do some driving. I go back and forth from work and the radio studio here and expressway driving. And $100, and I could probably put that in once in maybe a time and a half a week at this point. And that is a huge increase since I've had my car for 5 years. It's when I got the car, and now looking back later, it's cost some $100. And I know that's happening to everybody out there. And it's really starting to affect it. I think about it now every time I fill up. I used to not really think about it that much. It was just part of my day. You got to get some gas, got to get some gas. Now you think about it, putting $100 on your credit card when you swipe it in the machine. But I want to get Than Bennett's comments on the moderators. Than, we had discussed this when we were during the last break, which is that if you really look back, we all know where these moderators are in these presidential debates. Almost all of them, when you look at their, any kind of involvement they've had, they've been at Democratic fundraisers, they've been given to Democrats, they're writing books on Democrats. You don't see that happening with a lot of moderators working with Republicans like that.
That's true, Jordan. I mean, I think this has always been the accusation that the moderator is generally left-leaning. I mean, let's be honest. I think that the left would make the same accusation when the debate is on Fox News, that perhaps right. It would be right-leaning. But, unless the American people are upset about this and demand the change, nothing's going to change, because neither of the campaigns, neither Barack Obama or John McCain, can afford to stand up and say, no, we're not going to go debate because we're afraid of the moderator. If the American people want to change, they are really the ones that have to do that. And, really briefly, Jordan, it's the same thing on the bailout. I mean, most of these members up here would be inclined to vote for this, but since they are getting calls from their members, from our listeners, saying to vote against it, they have done so. So I would go back to your point of engaging both at the ballot box and once members are elected, they need to call and let their members know where they stand.
Yeah, we've gotten calls from some folks urging people to call their representatives. And, we want you to do what you think is right here. We've let you have an opportunity to talk about this issue without trying to take one side or the other. And I think there's differing views within even the ACLJ on this topic, because it's something that happens so quickly. But I encourage you to get involved in the grassroots level. You still got time to call your member of Congress. Now, we're going into the show. We've got a ton of calls still coming into the broadcast. And let me tell you, folks, call tomorrow. We will discuss almost, I'm sure, 100% what's going on at what happened at the vice presidential debate, as well if there's anything going on in Washington, D.C., if the House does plan a vote, what time that will be tomorrow. It could be before the broadcast at noon Eastern time. When we're live, it could be after that. But we know we'll be talking vice presidential politics. And as we're talking politics, make sure to call today and get your free ACLJ election handbook. This is our free gift to you for this important presidential election. It only happens once every 4 years. And we want you to know your rights. And we want you to request a copy for your pastor. Call right now, 877-989-2255. Get your free copy. 877-989-2255.